Welcome. You have joined us for another episode of Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
Hi, I'm Nika Howard. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing FaZe.
Hey, I'm Mike Bachman, and my pronouns are he, him. I play Peckwing Blackfeather.
Hi, my name is Fred Greenleaf, and my pronouns are he, him, and I am your game master.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm playing Briar.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Lanning, and my pronouns are he, him, and I play Time That Erodes Young Love.
I'm Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. And I'm playing Daggy Chukas.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
Greetings Adventurers. I want to play a game. There's a slow-acting poison coursing through your system, which only I have the antidote for. You have 1 hour prior to it taking full effect with your death. Will you murder those around you to save yourself?
Yes!
Let's kill the other two.
How'd they get a bucket on my head?
Honestly, I think the saw is the natural enemy of everyone.
Trent is going to do a medicine roll to see if that dude's going to make it or not.
Okay.
I rolled a one.
I'm mostly a tree doctor.
He's already lost a lot of blood, and he's really shallow breathing. There's no way he's making it back to his family.
I am no medicine man myself.
Right, and I am, so we should listen to what I'm saying.
If there are no other options.
I'll just shoot him with Eldritch Blast.
This is on your hands.
No shit, but I'm gonna get us out of here.
Gorman looks away.
Okay, we killed one of us, so yay, we solved your little stupid puzzle.
Gorman takes a 10-foot run. He jumps onto the right-hand side platform, and the entire platform with Gorman falls below. He plummeted to his death because time lied to him about the wings.
Wow.
Time has killed two people now.
I'll ass blast you twice. Let's go.
You believe that the antidote that this disembodied voice talked about is presented to you in the middle of this room. That means you have about 20 minutes left before the poison takes its course and kills each of you. But yet, there's only one antidote in this room. Your mage hand catches the bottle. Due to the stressful situations of last episode, I would like every player to roll 2 stress saving throws right now.
What the shit?
What the hell, Fred?
I'm sorry, I forgot last episode.
Fred, what the hell? Shit, fucker.
I'm not gonna do it.
I failed twice, bro.
Okay.
I got a 4 and a 17, so.
Okay.
I think we can just not do it if we all gang up on Fred.
Yeah, he can't stop us. You're trying to Area 51 this thing.
So we literally, if we fail, we lose stress?
Yes.
So I got a 5 and a 15. So does that lose 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I had you at a 5, so you might go down to a 4.
Shit.
And then time, I have you at a 4. Did you fail your rolls?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, you're down to a 2.
Oh, no.
Bachman, you're down to a 12.
What happens if I get to 0? Do I die?
I'll let you know.
Ooh.
My first roll was a 12. Is that a success?
No.
What the hell, Fred?
What was your second roll?
I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Oh, that's cocked.
So that's an automatic fail? Okay.
Does a 9 succeed?
No. So you're down to 9.
What the fuck, Fred?
And Nika.
I first rolled a 4, and my second roll was an 11.
All right. So as it stands, Pegwing, you're at stress level 12, FaZe at 11, Briar at 4, Time at 2, and Trent, you're at 9. So that is where we currently stand. Nobody else.
I'm the most sane one here.
Oh, God.
How did that happen?
Now, last time, we found ourselves in a circular room with all of our equipment placed onto tables. In the middle of the room was a cage that carried a single glass vial, which nearly broke as Briar tried to pick the lock and open the cage. But due to Time's quick reaction and magic hand, he was able to save the vial from shattering against the metal cage. What do you do?
I put the mage hand up in the sky, and then I run along the walls like a little freak spider, and I drink the vial.
That's got to take more than 6 seconds, I would argue.
No! I can move.
Because I have shit that I was going to do at the end of the episode that I've been thinking about all week!
Well, I guess you're right. My action the last time was to save the vial. So you jagoffs, probably sitting there with your thumbs up your bums.
Finger popping each other's assholes.
That's my intention. And I can walk on walls. I'm a little freak.
If the majority wants to react prior to this happening, you'll have to roll initiative, and then we will have to take the actions initiative order. Otherwise, if you feel like that his actions catch you off guard, Time will do these actions. He can climb on walls, unfortunately, due to a racial feature.
God damn it!
So when the vial was about to fall, I had intentions on what I was going to do next in anger, and I feel like I would have started to make a move towards that, and now those actions that I was going to do in anger, now that I know the vial is safe, are now a threat. So that's where I'm at. I feel like I would have started them, and I would be able to do it before he runs, but I can roll for it if you'd like.
Then Time and Pegwing would have to be in a contested initiative roll unless anybody else wants to join.
I don't think Briar would.
I want to see what happens.
Okay.
We're all just like on the sidelines, like, woo.
Six.
I'll get in on this initiative thing.
Oh, Trent?
Trent?
Wow.
You dirty dog.
21.
That's way better than what I rolled.
15.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pegwing, you're the first to act.
Oh boy.
There is currently a glass vial floating above ground in a mage hand. What do you do?
I've pulled out all three beans, and I want to ready the action to throw all the beans if anybody makes a move for that vial.
I have the vial, you moron.
To drink it, you know what I mean.
No.
Okay, so you're doing a held action of throwing magical beans if somebody drinks the potion, is that correct?
If somebody makes a move towards the potion.
Okay.
Because right now, it's up in the air, and he's, I don't know how far away time is, but time's got to be a decent distance if you have to run on a wall to get there.
No, I was just running away to get away from you guys, to not be able to get me. The way that I remember it happening, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Briar got it out, and it took a tumble, but since I didn't trust Briar, I cast Mage Hand. It's probably right by Briar.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit up in the air. I don't know what the up in the air meaning, like above 5 feet. But if I didn't have a chance to command my mage hand yet, which it sounds like I probably didn't, it's probably, you know, at Briar's tummy level.
Okay.
30 feet away from me and probably 30 feet away from anyone that's still at their table, if I understand the room correctly.
I would say 30 feet's pretty far. Maybe the room is 30 foot in diameter, which would make everybody maybe 15 feet from the center, where maybe Briar was the only one that was standing right next to the cage itself. Trent, it is your turn to act.
I want to also ready a spell
okay.
To cast if anyone makes a move for the vial.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to make a move for the vial, but I can make it come to me. Is that okay?
No.
Technically, both of your held actions stated that if somebody went to the vial.
I don't know that that's exactly how I worded that.
Go, run the tape.
Okay, how did you word it?
And I think it's fair to say that no reasonable person would have intended it that way. This is a very spirit of the law versus letter of the law kind of debate.
Please enlighten us, Mike Bachman. What was the wording of your held action?
If anyone makes a move for the vial, but
and I did not say if he moves.
I didn't say no.
It was floating in the air, and you're bringing it close to you.
Yeah, I would consider him intentionally bringing it closer to him, making a move for the vial. I don't mean literally walking to the vial.
That's fair.
It's not like if he drinks it with the mage hand by floating it to him, I'll be like, ah, you got me. How mad can I be?
So time. It is your turn. What do you do?
Okay. Then let's talk about this. I don't. We're all sensible people here.
I am.
I have the vial now. So what are we going to do? It's in my possession. I can.
You better batten down your hatches, lubber. You're gonna get an ass full of beans.
How many? Well, how much time do we have until we're gonna die? Like 10 minutes?
I think less. Yeah, I would say close to 10 to 15 minutes. And time. Just want to let you know, your paranoia is kind of kicking into overdrive with the fact that
I imagine it would.
There's one potion, 5 poisoned people, and you currently have it in a mage hand.
Okay.
Do you pass on your turn and put it back to Pegwing?
I don't trust this guy. I'll tell you what. I frick, man. I mean, don't. Don't. I have to check. I roll don't.
hey, man. Don't worry about it then. Yeah, we're good.
So if I bring, and I kind of like wiggle my mage hand a little bit, if I move it to me, are you going to be mad? I can't control it here forever. And I move it like 3 inches, like real quick, but I stop it. But kind of just like moving it around. And I want to see like what they do.
Does anybody's actions trigger due to the movement towards time?
My spell definitely goes off.
Okay, what spell do you cast?
Oh, God.
I cast Goodberry. And I go, everyone, don't argue. I've got berries as well.
Do you offer them to the characters?
Yeah.
Goodberry's the best spell in the game.
It is.
What does Goodberry do?
It heals you, but it's also broken because it feeds you and keeps you full for 24 hours.
Oh.
And so you never have to worry about food if you just cast Goodberries every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What does Pegwing do when I rattle it?
You see, it's tough to say because I want to throw all 3 beans so bad. Like me personally.
Yeah, I know.
As a character. And you said how far away were you?
Yeah, you're all at your respective equipment tables. You're 15 feet away from the center of the room. But technically some of you might be a total of 30 feet away from each other because you're on opposite ends of the room. I wouldn't worry about that too much. What do you do, Pegwing?
Pegwing being very much in his right mind He wouldn't break eye contact. There'd be no movement.
Okay. It's Time's turn again. And Time, I just want to let you know you will not accept the good berries from Trent. You believe that Trent is trying to poison you, and therefore those good berries will not be accepted.
These are bad berries.
I got plenty of food, Fred. I'm A-okay.
They make it so you can't eat for 24 hours.
As you're looking at me, you see my eyes start to glow in a very odd way.
Oh, boy.
But Mike Bachman, can you give me a wisdom saving throw, please?
Fucking bet your ass I can.
Nat 20! No! Peace! What'd you get, though? Maybe as a negative 3. Maybe as a negative 3.
I got a plus 1.
Damn. Okay.
So you succeeded?
Yeah.
You just feel a little bit of shit on your head. Kind of like in your brain, and then nothing happens.
I'm a bird, baby. That doesn't faze me.
Bird brains work different.
And then now it's Bachman's turn.
I say, hey, what's that? I throw the beans, and I rush for the potion.
The beans drop to the ground, and they do nothing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I told you that you have to plant them in soil and water them. That's how the magic works.
I thought they were Pokemon balls.
No.
God damn it.
And you have to have the bag, which you gave me, to do the exploding property.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Okay. So you're trying to do a deception?
Sure.
Okay. Roll deception.
Like throwing the beans in his eyes.
Versus Time's insight.
12 total.
So what's happening?
It's a contested roll, deception versus insight. He's making a move, but his move is to distract you with throwing of beans as he dashes for the potion.
Natural 1. Is that good?
Oof.
This dice sucks.
I would say the deception was more of the, hey, what's that? Because I fully expect these beans to do some crazy shit when they hit the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude. I would absolutely not look at a, hey, what's that? And I know some people don't like to, like, force the D&D player to have to come up with a good thing, you know, like, roleplay it.
But you did fail your insight roll.
Yeah, but...
So you fell for the, hey, what's that?
I guess I did fall for, hey, what's that, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Okay, so, Pegwing, was your only action to deceive? Are you not moving towards the potion?
No, I am rushing for this potion.
Okay. So you're able to reach the potion within the time allotted for your move action. So you're there.
Uh-huh.
You have done a deception, so I would assume that's kind of like your standard. So now it's Trent's turn.
Yeah. No, but I can action surge and drink the potion.
Oh.
If he can get it out of my little freaky hand.
I don't even have to tip it, though. I do that bird shit where, you know, you dip your claw in there.
Oh, frick! You just do it!
So here's something that I don't like to think about. I don't know what this vial looks like. In my mind, it's tall and thin. And then I was like, oh, he's just going to suck it out. And then I'm like, I don't think birds can suck. I think they just tongue.
And now Pegwing. Pegwing would be like, oh, birds can suck, and give you a wink.
I can suck. Fred, I have to do a quick point of order. My strength with the mage hand is 15 pounds. Good luck, sir.
Can I just say I never feel more alive than when we get into contested roles?
Bachman, you're so animated. You truly do come alive with
you guys are
rolls.
Jousting.
Yeah.
This is me throwing away the 1 hour of content that I made for today. Okay, so Bachman, you drink the potion.
Whoa! 15 pounds. Straight check, please. It's at least like a DC 2, maybe 3.
I hate it. It stresses me out so much because you know I'm gonna fail it.
I rolled a 1. It's your turn to roll a 1, Mister.
Okay, so does Pegwing get the potion? I'm confused.
I think he has to roll, but a very low DC.
Yeah, Tim is saying, rightfully so, that I should at least have to roll my strength to see if I can pull it.
Okay.
Because it's an opposed.
Got it.
It's like he's
literally...
he's trying to take
it. But it's not contested strength because it's a flat 15 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm going to fucking fail it.
Roll strength.
I am 11.
Okay, so he succeeds.
No!
And he drinks the potion.
Am I dead now?
Pegwing, you drink the potion. It has a tingling sensation as it goes down your throat. And then your body immediately starts to kind of rattle as this caustic liquid starts to burn the inside of your throat.
Is that good?
You immediately start to vomit acid all over your bottom beak and chest and take 30 points of damage.
Is Bennett okay?
Ah, he stole all the poison and now he's throwing it up?
You are at minus 12 hit points.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can I steal some of his vomit?
It's not your turn yet.
It might be acidic.
It is acid. Yes, I would assume in a glass vial if you'd like to try to use your 6-second turn.
On my turn.
In case
Trent wants some acid vomit. I don't want to.
Yeah, Trent, it is your turn.
Knowing that my friends wanted these beans to be planted and to grow, Trent casts Mold Earth.
He would do that
so that the earth swallows them up, planting and I'd say watering them. Just imagine like the earth just sort of opens up to swallow the beans as they come flying down.
Okay, it takes a minute for them to come out. Or whatever it is. I was a big boy, and I didn't point that out in the past. I'm such a. I've not mentioned that many times. Last campaign, this one, I was like, I deserve 3 stickers.
that makes my threat even. It gets emptier by the minute.
It does take 1 minute. Okay, so FaZe.
Oh, I want some good berries. Which I feel like is going to be my whole turn. So if I don't have time to collect vomit, then I'll wait until next time.
Trent is holding out 10 good berries.
Oh, you can use its action to eat one berry. Ooh, okay. Eating a berry is one hit point.
It's one hit point?
Yeah, it's one hit point.
They're good.
They're good berries.
That is the definition of empty calories. You're full for 24 hours.
Imagine if you ate a berry to gave you a whole hit point.
So are you scooping acid then?
No, I'm going to go get the good berry because that's metagaming. Yeah, if I don't go get it because of that. So I'm going to go get some good berries. I'm going to take, because if this were Nika, there were what, 5 of us? I'm going to take 2 good berries, but FaZe is not Nika. So FaZe takes 3 good berries.
Oh, yeah.
And eats them and then looks at the vomit and looks at what Trent does and says, I think I'm going to collect some of that.
So what happens when you eat 3 full Thanksgiving dinners?
Like, oh, I'm dying.
Because if one good berry gives you enough food for a day, what happens if you eat...
This is the gallon challenge of good berries.
3 days of food and 3 delicious berries all at once. Not spread out over the day.
This is a real Willy Wonka shit.
I was just going to say, FaZe swells up like a good berry.
Yeah, Violet's turning Violet.
Time. What do you do?
Oh, man, I don't fucking know. No, I probably... I look at Trent, shrug my shoulders, and I try to blast the beans out of the ground, if I can, my good friend Fred. I want to blast that bean.
I guess if you can target one thing, you could push 2 of them out of the 3?
I can shoot twice. I don't think I've had time to put my bracers on. I'm unsure where we are with all of that.
So roll to hit bean.
Let's go. I'm going to roll 2.
Blast that bean.
Blast that bean.
Fred, was that on your sheet of stuff you wrote for tonight?
Yes.
Now, are these beans, are they under partial cover?
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to blow up the cover around the beans. So, well, if I hit the ground, it's going to push the ground 10 feet down. Now, what will that do to a bean?
But then in that case, aren't the beans prone?
The beans are prone, but Nika, this is a ranged attack, you see. But I am within 5 feet of the beans.
Yeah.
So it's not disadvantage anymore.
This is the most we've ever used rules.
I got an 11 and a 23 or something to hit the beans at my feet.
I would say the 23 will hit.
An 11 doesn't hit a bean? No, I'm joking.
It's way funnier for you to miss some of the beats.
Yeah. It's like it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Oh fuck, I missed.
Beefed it so bad. He's so paranoid he can't hit the bean. Freaking out.
I can't hit that bean. Would I have any indication I missed the bean?
No, let's just say you hit two beans. Two out of three.
Oh, Fred, I don't want to deny you. You know, you're player two, baby.
Okay, who's next? There's one bean left.
I also walk away. Briar, and I put my bracers on.
Done anything. Briar, what? How many good berries are left?
Seven.
Seven.
Masochistic. Briar takes one good berry.
So you take one HP gain.
One hit point.
All right. Pegwing, roll a death saving throw.
Holy shit. How does a death saving throw even work? My God.
Roll a d20.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I got an exact 10.
So you save one out of three.
Yeah.
You are still dying.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Okay, so, I mean, at this point, I guess we could come out of initiative.
Yeah, so, it's like, so are we not poisoned? I scream to the heavens.
There is no response.
I don't think there's any indication that you're not poisoned. It's just this was not the antidote.
Oh, no.
Anna cast Cure Wounds on Pegwing.
Okay.
Man, I wanted to eat him.
I wanted to be ate, if I'm being honest.
Is Bennett okay? Does he look fine?
Oh, no.
What happens to a Bennett? This, if it's a familiar, he's gone, but we don't know what he is.
Did Bennett get acid vomit on him?
Probably.
No.
Because, like, he's spewing acid out, like, as he's violently in death throes. So I think Bachman would have to roll, like, a d20 to see if Bennett is, scarred by acid.
Okay.
Punished Bennett.
That's a 4. Bennett got some acid.
Yeah.
What does Bennett look like?
Not good.
I'm going to use my last 3rd level spell to heal Bennett.
Bennett is cured of all wounds and is fine now.
Yeah, Bennett's status is really a pass-fail kind of thing because he does not have stats.
NPCs don't get death saving throws.
I give him a little tiny dab on his brow to...
A dab will do ya.
Trent takes a good pair and just mushes it into Bennett.
What happens to Bennett if he eats as much as like a normal sized man would eat?
He explodes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Oh, no. Can't handle this.
Yeah. Cure Wounds does 1d8 plus 3.
Nice.
But I don't know if since you've got acid burning your guts, if Fred is gonna.
Yeah, I honestly, it's been so long since I've been dying.
Okay. No, he's fine. He's cured.
No, he's fine.
Am I like awake?
Yeah, cure wounds. You wake up and you're at whatever hit points you heal.
I crouch him in front of you. You're an idiot. But I'm glad you did it and not me.
I was trying to save you.
And your beads didn't do anything. Ha! You look like a fool.
That's it. I almost said that's egg on my face, but that's kind of a sensitive.
That's sperm on my face. That's what they would say. Oh, you camed in my face. That's what they would say.
Oh, boy. Let's, Pegwing, you need to roll a stress saving throw for dying.
I don't see how that's stressful. 15.
Oh, okay.
He's like, whatever, I don't even care.
It's not the first time.
Today.
So you are still scarred horrifically from the acid. The cure light wounds does not heal you of that.
Oh, so he's just like, does he just look like melted down his front?
Yeah, his bottom beak is essentially missing.
Oh,
I hate birds.
Wait, you had a rough time, buddy. Got 2 big wings.
Anything that I said a second ago, I did not say.
You're like, oh, no. You need to get like a gold prosthetic bottom beak.
Ooh.
Trent tries to weave a beard out of leaves.
Trent is so nice.
I love
He's
Trent.
So sweet. We have to protect Trent.
Here you go. You look hideous.
I you know, I can't talk, but I can still say.
A door opens up alongside the circular room, leading into a hallway that was not there before.
Who opened the door?
The door opened on its own accord.
Oh shit, there's magic here!
It could be mechanical in nature.
We examine the door. What does the door look like?
There is no door.
Why'd you say? There's no door?
The door slides into the wall and reveals, like, a hidden entrance.
Oh, it's a pocket door.
Yeah, it's like a hallway.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Is this a mid-century little craftsman house? A little bungalow dungeon?
Secret door.
It is.
Briar, go.
Oh, look, shouldn't someone check it for, like, magic shit, though?
Nothing.
I can't do that.
I don't know if I can do that either.
Whatever, I'll go in.
I got a plus one to Arcana. I can't tell you that.
I have a plus one to Arcana.
Same.
If I didn't say this, I got my all my items.
And then I will give Briar guidance. So that's a D4 to an ability check.
Okay. So what ability check is Briar doing?
I think I would probably do a stealth to try to go into this. I want to, like, go check it out first and see what is up.
Okay, so you want to do, like, an investigation to double check to see if there's any traps or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do an investigation. I just want to see what is up in this hallway. Yeah, are there any obvious traps? Anything like that? 20. Unnatural 20.
So with your skilled eyes, you can see that there aren't any traps, but the door itself did slide into the wall, revealing this kind of hidden hallway. The hallway travels probably about 40 feet or so, and then ends at another wall.
So can I go, like, touch the other wall to see, like, are there any, like, mechanisms in the wall or anything like that?
Yeah, I think with your current role, you're able to quickly realize that this is just another secret door. You're able to run your deft fingers along the wall to find a pressure plate that is in the wall next to you, and the door or the wall in front of you slides open. In front of you, you can see that it opens up into somewhat of a small room. In the center of the room, there seems to be what looks like a podium with, like, a stone bowl on top and a grayish liquid. And within this liquid, it looks like there are small things moving around, maybe like small fish. On the far side of the room, there is actually a drow chained to the wall. And then to the other side, there are two other people as well. The first thing that draws your attention is this drow strapped to the wall. You see movement by the back of his head, and as you intently watch, this creature, a small insect-like creature, crawls around from back of his head and starts moving towards its ear, and then with uncomfortable ease, it plunges itself into the ear of the drow. The drow's eyes roll back, just showing white. His body goes rigid for a couple of seconds, and then he goes slack against his bond, and what seems like drool is coming out of his mouth. On the right-hand side of the room, you see what looks like maybe a halfling creature facing you, and it also is chained to the ground, but it is in kind of like a kneeling position. And with its back to you, you see what you saw earlier after your fall. It looks like another mind flayer.
Ah.
But before you do anything, the halfling starts to talk. Although the talking seems very caricature-esque, and it does not look like it is coming from the halfling, but maybe something is making it speak. Ooh. And the halfling says, "Oh, most delicious morsel, perceive my appreciation of your unique gifts. Your brow, exquisite in its simple symmetry, is shapely, hinting at the delicacies contained therein. It is merely the wrapping, a fragile package concealing tangy treasure. Snuggled close, warm and moist beneath pale bone, fatty coils of succulent gray meat quiver to be plucked, to be exposed for the appreciation of all, before inevitable ardent consumption. And when fear is added into the mix, an experience all the more memorable." And it plunges what you assume is its tentacles into the face of the halfling, and you can just hear a cracking and sucking noise that it is quite disturbing, as it looks like it is feasting on this halfling's brain.
You can suck.
Roll stress.
Yeah! And to clarify, I think my stress is... Am I at a negative 3 now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, I rolled a 5, okay. So... Not good.
You are down to 3 stress score.
Oh my god.
Okay. So, Briar, it is up to you to react, communicate, attack. What would you like to do at this point? It does not seem like the Mind Flayer is aware of your presence.
I am creeping back the direction I came. I mean, So the mind flayer doesn't notice me. Can I close? I'm like almost worried that closing the door will bring attention to me. So I think I just walk quickly back where I came.
Okay. Roll stealth.
18.
Okay. So you move back to your group stealthily.
Yeah.
And you do not believe your whereabouts have been revealed.
So, something not very chill is happening down this hallway right now. Some real mind flayer shit going on. But I don't know where else we can go.
Well, if you let him talk to us.
No, he didn't see me. He's not here?
And yet?
Yeah, and guess... Okay, what else was I supposed to do?
Stab him with your stealth.
There were other creatures in there. He's a mind flayer. I can do that by myself. You crazy? I mean, unless you want me to. You want me to sacrifice myself for everyone.
Well, where else are we going to go?
No, why would you do that?
I just... Well, I mean, if no one else is going to... You know, you two and Briar's pointing at Time and at Pegwing, so busy fighting over the potion, didn't care about the rest of us. That's what you want, right? You want me to go down there and fight the Mind Flayer by myself?
Well, not by yourself, but where'd you go
and,
first?
And Briar is looking at Time directly.
Yes, I want you to go there by yourself, and then as you're fighting,
I'll... I'll just fucking die?
No, I will assist you.
Well, then come on, then. Let's go now.
You first.
I'll go first because I'm good at creeping, but I'm just saying, if we just go one by one, he's just gonna...
Oh, I agree. You three go first.
He's gonna dispatch us one by one.
I'll take up the rear.
We should have a plan.
Okay, what if we take this vial of acidic vomit and throw it on him?
I like where your brain is. I like where you're going with this.
And if nothing else, then he'll be grossed out for like 12 seconds.
Yeah, he'll really hate it.
6 seconds.
Yeah,
can you write it down?
He knows how to.
He doesn't know how to write.
He's been at sea for such a long time.
Currently, speaks of the sea.
Can we give him a sea shanty? Can he find a way to sing those perfectly?
He pulls out an accordion and starts playing different sea shanties to get his point across.
You are so strong, all of you. Go ahead.
I can go in the front. I can lead you guys. I mean, it is like just down the hallway, so I don't think you need like me to really lead you. But I mean, do we want to try to attack him with some magic to, you know, throw him off before we go in there? And Briar's looking at Time. I'm talking to you. You are a magic guy.
I am not going first.
I'm not asking you to go first, scaredy cat.
I'm not getting anywhere near that door until you're through it.
Then the surprise will be gone, and there's no point.
I'm not getting that close.
Okay, you know what? Fine. If I go in and directly stab him, will you immediately hit him?
I'd love to.
You have be backup? Okay, fine. Let's do it. And Briar starts walking down the hallway.
Do each of you follow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll follow Briar, and I will use my last emboldening bond for... okay, so this is going to work perfect. Three creatures, so Pegwing, Briar, and Trent, that can add a while bonded. Once per turn, can roll a d4, add it to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw they have to make.
Okay.
I am allowed to accept healing, by the way, just to throw that up there.
No, what? I know. I don't have any.
Okay.
I used it on Bennett because he's Bennett.
Holy shit.
A level 3 healing spell on Bennett.
It seemed like such a good idea when I thought I was going to die, but now in retrospect.
Kinda... Damn it.
I have 3 or 4 good berries left.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's going to heal you right up.
He has 5.
Do we decide I would die if I ate more than one?
No. Everybody else would have died then.
I think you just get a really hurt tummy. Like, you just shit your pants.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just like a little.
At this point, the adrenaline is going to block any sort of pain.
Yeah.
I'll eat a few of them berries.
Nika, you said your thing gives you a d4 to attack saving throws. Was there something else?
Ability checks. Yeah.
Ability. Okay.
Okay, so then if everybody is going together, let's roll some stealth rolls.
I would like to be 10 feet behind them.
Heard.
I got another nat 20.
What? Bro, you're so silent.
Uh-oh, I rolled less good.
And since that's my last one, can I also use my last sorcery point to double that so it lasts for 20 minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
I got 12 total.
I got a 5.
I got a 14.
I got a 10.
Okay. So as the five of you go through this secret tunnel, you are all making a lot of noise, except for Briar and Pegwing, which leads you to believe that as you get closer to the entranceway, he will be aware. Everybody, roll initiative.
Wow. Fred, a 5. You put me way back at the end there, okay?
I got a 17.
I got a 22.
Whoa!
I have a very high initiative.
I got a 10.
Six.
Briar, you're first to act.
Okay.
He's facing you now.
Oh, shit. Okay, he's waiting for us. Well, I mean, I'm gonna just run at him and try to attack. I guess I don't have a... Do I have advantage? Is there a creature? Are the chained up people, do they count?
No.
Don't you, I thought your pirate shit let you do sneak attack.
But not advantage. You do get sneak attack if you hit, but you don't get advantage.
Yeah.
So you don't get advantage. So.
Okay. So that's a 22.
That's a hit.
So 17 damage.
So although he was aware of your presence, you're able to get an extremely quick strike that kind of catches him off guard, and your sneak attack does a good amount of damage to him. It is now FaZe's turn.
Okay, well, I don't have any spells, so I'm just going to try to run up there and smash the shit out of his tentacly little face with my mace. I rolled a 19. 24?
Woo! That's going to hit.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
It's clobbering time.
4 plus 2. 6 damage.
All right. Trent, you are up next.
Trent is, it feels like it's a little crowded in there. He's a big tree, so he's gonna hang back just a skosh, and, he's gonna cast Chill Touch, which, despite being called Chill Touch, has a range of 120 feet.
I'll never be able to remember that.
Is that a saving throw, or do you have a ranged attack?
Ranged spell attack.
Okay.
Rolled a 2.
Okay.
Plus 6, that's 8.
Unfortunately, that does not hit. Is there a half damage?
No, sir.
Okay. It is now Pegwing's turn.
Oh, hell yeah. Am I, like, close enough to get to this guy?
Yeah, you could run to it.
Better believe I'm going to do that. Oh, God. Is it a bonus action to ignite my sword? You can use a bonus action to speak this sword's command word.
Can you speak it, though?
Oh, God. No. No, I can't.
But, like, is the intent... Yeah. Do you have to pronounce it right, or is it just the intent of it?
It says, speak this magic sword's command word.
Can he, like, do a performance check to try it with his new wood beard? His peg mouth?
Yeah, I would allow a performance. Like, if you are able to just, with your willpower, roll high enough, then you could push something out of you, but it'll probably be difficult.
You get that D4, baby.
I don't think it was... It's going to be worth it
to
do that. So I am going to take use Great Weapon Master to take the -5 penalty in my attack roll because I've got that plus D4. Oh, shit. No, I ain't going to hit this guy.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Ruh-roh.
What's a 6 do for you?
No.
Unfortunately, a 6 will not hit.
Wait a minute. No, it's not 6. It's not 6. What the fuck am I doing? I rolled a 9, so it's -5. That makes 4, and I got a 4 on the plus D4, so that's
8.
And I didn't add whatever my my attack. I did not add my bonus, no.
So what's your attack bonus?
So let's see. This is 4, so 8, 8 plus 7.
15 actually hits.
This is so inspiring.
Amazing.
I believe in us.
Oh, my God. And so that's going to do an extra... That's going to add a 10 damage to this thing.
Hell yeah. Chip away at this motherfucker.
Plink, 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 plink.
Yeah, I'm going to use a superiority dice too, but I got to figure out which one I'm using.
Have you used your healing thing yet?
I haven't, and that's what I'm going to use my bonus action for.
Second wind?
Yes. Yeah, nobody else is in danger. So yeah, I'm going to use a distracting strike. All right, yeah, so 12 plus 4, so 16. Plus 10, so 26.
Okay, and what does distracting do?
Distracting adds the superiority dice, which I already added.
Okay.
The next person who attacks has advantage, that's what it does.
Mm. Nice.
Okay. All right, so...
But I also have extra attack, because I hit.
Nice.
Okay. So 9 plus 7, 16.
That hits.
Okay, 2d6. Let's see, so set another seven.
So seven damage total?
Yes. And then okay. I'm going to take my second wind, so 1d10 and plus five.
Okay.
I'm going to heal for 10 HP.
Okay. So you're at 21 now.
You're right, but I ate four berries.
So you're at 25 now.
Yeah.
You ate four berries?
Yeah, I'm so full.
He's like the birds, like when they eat the rice, he's going to explode.
Whoa. We were pushing it with three. Oh my God, I'm so stressed out.
It is the Mind Flayer's turn. The Mind Flayer will now telepathically speak to you and say,
"It's amazing that you have made it this far, but you still have more to go."
And it does a Mind Blast, and you all have to roll an Intelligence saving throw.
Oh, shit. What's the range on that? I'm quite far away.
60-foot cone.
Fuck!
Oh, God, I got a 10.
14.
Oh, God, I'm scared. I'm not very smart. Go!
I got a 9.
Okay.
I got a 10.
I rolled a 2. What's that do for you?
So the DC was 15.
Oh, no! Out of my brain!
Fail.
I was one away. Can I have just one more, please?
Just give him one as a treat.
You are all stunned for 1 minute and take 22 psychic damage.
That's too many.
It's a good thing I ate those berries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
Oh, I couldn't eat another bite, though.
You know what? Oh, one more.
I was going to ask if my split healing takes half.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So just 11.
Yeah, so you're back up to 24. Okay. It is now Time's turn. Time, you're stunned.
Ow!
Saving throw.
For what?
To get out of stunned. It's the end of your turn.
What?
Yep. Every turn, you can roll a saving throw to see if you could break the stunned effect.
No. What's the DC? Just kidding.
We don't kill player characters on this show, Fred. I don't know if you knew that.
Another intelligence. So that's even worse. That's a 7.
You are still stunned.
Fuck you.
Next up is Briar.
Shit. An 11.
Failed. You're still stunned. Phase.
I got a 17.
Okay. So even though your turn is over, you're no longer stunned. And on your next turn, you can start to act. Trent.
How do you stun a tree? 18.
Okay, you are no longer stunned. On your next turn, you may act.
Yeah.
You can't stun a tree. They ain't got no souls. What?
Pegwing.
Another 2. Let's go.
And you are still stunned. It is now the Mind Flayer's turn.
This is good.
I am going to cast...
You're the Mind Flayer.
Yeah. Trent... I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw.
It's fucking rude. 18, oof. My dude.
You feel the urge to follow the commands of the Mind Flayer, but your wisdom and your will overcomes its telepathic power, and you negate the dominate monster spell that it was trying to cast on you.
Yeah.
And then you can see him move backwards and start to undo the binding of the drow. That's on the other side of the room. It is now Time's turn.
Again?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, that was quick.
So what happens when we're all stunned?
18.
You pass. So next turn, you will be able to act. Briar.
I think Vendrian's dead. I think. Again. I think he's dead again. I was going to ask what the situation with him is, but I think he's dead. I think he's dead.
I mean, he's probably there.
Yeah, he was in the cone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. Y'all were like, oh, yeah. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's super dead.
I got an 18.
Okay, so you are out. Yay! FaZe, you're the first to act.
Okay, I'm going to come up and I'm going to do it again because it worked last time. I'm going to try to hit him in the face with my motherfucking mace.
Yay.
Oh, okay, a 14 plus 5, 19.
That's a hit.
Oh, fuck, one minimum damage, 3.
Okay.
Woo!
That's really good, though.
But still, maybe I get him, like, an eyelash in his eye.
Yeah, that's recurring damage, if I ever heard it.
Honestly.
Trant.
Can I get within 10 feet of it?
Absolutely.
All right, move up within 10 feet of it, and then, I don't know, his bark stands on end, and he spews a bunch of... nasty sap at it.
Okay.
Ew, gross.
It's casting poison spray. That's a constitution saving throw.
I love Trent.
I do too.
Thanks, man.
That is a 13.
Oh, DC was 14. Ha!
Damn it!
In your face.
Now who's the dumbass son of a...
How much damage does it do?
8 damage.
Oof. So close.
That wasn't great.
You can see him choking on the poison spray, and he is looking worse for wear with the amount of mace bashes, rapier stabs,
yeah,
and everything else that is going on. Great sword swings. And it is now Pegwing. You're still stunned. Roll save.
Oh, you know it. We're working our way up. I got a 3 this time.
Okay. You are still stunned.
It's not good.
This is actually like a nice lesson for me to never do well. Because it is completely backfired.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Okay, so it comes up to FaZe since she is the closest to it.
Uh-uh.
And it will attack you with tentacles.
No. Okay.
17 to hit.
I don't like that, but yes.
So you take 2 points of psychic damage, but you are grappled.
Ugh.
And on your turn, you must succeed maybe like an escape or a strength saving throw, or more things can happen. Okay, time.
Eldritch Blast! I shoot 2 beams at him. That is a 16 and
hit
20-something.
Hit.
He takes a total of 10 damage.
And that is enough to vanquish this Mind Flayer as he is flung up against the wall next to the drow. His body squishes with a wet thwack and drops the ground in a amorphous blob of flesh. The encounter's over. You have vanquished this Mind Flayer.
You said that the other people are not moving, right? That there's no reason we would think they would be one of the previous zombie creatures or anything like that?
So the halfling looks dead. His, like, the front of his face is gone. And
ew.
There's just, like, brain matter flowing ew. Out of the front of his head hole. And the drow...
Okay, we don't all have perfect heads, okay?
And the drow is currently slumped onto the ground without any bindings on it.
And Briar didn't tell us about the worm, so therefore
nope.
I do not use my second Eldritch Blast. Thank you.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound about right.
We are out of combat.
Has it been 20 minutes yet? Like, how close are we to the clock being like, we're about to our heart.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's going on with our poison situation?
Easily, probably, you are at least close to, or it has gone past 20 minutes.
Do we feel anything?
Did any of you do, like, a medicine check on yourselves to see if you have poison coursing through your veins?
No, we accepted it wholesale.
So the cleric never did any kind of, like, medicine check to see if you guys are poisoned?
No, why would you put that on me? What is that,
my job? Sorry. Would you like to do a medicine check?
Yeah, sure, I guess. Let's fuck around with one.
I feel like we probably should.
I'm sorry, we trust you too much. If my only mistake is trusting too much.
I got a 14.
Okay, so you can who do you check? Yourself, the other players?
Yeah, I'll check myself.
There's no poison in your system.
Yeah, we are not poisoned, but it was really, really entertaining whenever you drank anything. So please, if you guys want to pretend like you're poisoned, feel free to drink any vials that are lying about. I'm not lying about this one, I know.
Yeah, where'd you get your cleric degree from?
Online Church of Christ.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a medicine check as well on Pegwing. I got a 25.
You also can tell that Pegwing is not poisoned, and less than a lesser restoration will not cure his current acid scars.
Wow.
Oh yeah, no poison at all. I don't know how I could have been poisoned in the first place. I just was born.
Okay, I guess that was kind of our bad for not
checking,
really looking into that allegation that we were poisoned.
I have no idea, fucking deal.
I mean,
the cleric should have figured that out in the tree.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, honestly, I mean, I guess maybe I should have thought about it too. I don't know, but also they've been fucking with us. So like, what are we supposed to think? Why would I think they didn't poison us?
Bennett's a doctor, sometimes.
Yeah, Bennett!
Did Bennett get blasted?
Oh yeah, he got tons of
acid
damage. No, he's just scarred.
No, Bennett's fine.
Bennett's fine, though, but he is a little scarred.
Oh,
he just looks cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is pointing at both the pool of liquid and also a black tome.
Should we put the liquid in the tome, Bennett?
What? No.
Probably.
Not yet, but maybe later. If that turns out to be the case, I'm not apologizing. But that's not the first thing we should do.
How big is this pool?
Less than 3 feet in diameter. It's got a gray liquid in it, and it looks like there's maybe tadpoles or fish swimming around in it.
Don't touch those! Do not touch those!
It's on top of a pedestal.
No one touch those!
Okay, could we get Bennett to ride on top of the tadpoles and get the tadpoles to pull so he's, like, water skiing?
Oh, no! They are not tadpoles!
Are these Mind Flayer babies?
Yes! No one touch those. Those are likely Mind Flayer babies. I'm gonna go read the book. I open it with Mage Hand.
Time. You open up the book. It seems like it is some kind of maybe scientific journal. There are passages in this discussing the hatchery that you're currently in and the tadpoles that are Mind Flayer babies, just like you thought.
It's probably in some fucked up language.
Yeah. That you can read. We're just going to say you can read it.
It's not uncommon though, right? It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
We need another 6 episodes learning the language.
I can read all languages. You guys can't read this. I got this.
Trent tries to slurp down a Mind Flayer baby.
Ew.
Okay. Trent eats a Mind Flayer tadpole. It's extremely salty, like sardines.
Ooh.
Mm. I didn't even know I could eat.
It's your first meal? Oh, the good berries, though.
You continue to read the passages. Mm-hmm. Talks about how the Mind Flayers are asexual. They do not procreate in standard ways, and they use these tadpoles that they hatch and place them into the ears of humanoids to create future Mind Flayers. But the success rate is extremely low. I would say probably somewhere in the realm of 20 to 25% of humanoids that receive these ever turn into Mind Flayers.
Dang.
There's another passage that talks about a very unique Mind Flayer that has 6 tentacles instead of 4, called an Eleutharid. And they are in line to become the next Elder Brain. And then yet there is another passage that talks about Mind Flayers that don't actually adopt any of the physical features of the Mind Flayer, and they are able to assimilate into humanoid societies and lure people into the Cabal or the colony of Mind Flayers.
And that is where we're going to call it.
Oh, I'm going to kill all of you next episode. There's no way I'm not killing every single one of you. I wouldn't tell you this. I'm like, we all have to take a nap right now.
Wow.
I'll take first watch. Give me your weapons. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what the hell?
I love it.
What the frick? It. Wait, Fred? Which one of us is a freaking Mind Flayer?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Spill the beans.
That passage had nothing to do with you guys.
Oh, okay.
It's just talking about what's possible, right? I mean,
don't get it twisted. God.
You don't have main character syndrome if you're literally on a D&D podcast and you're one of the main characters.
you are just a main character.
Speaking of main characters, congratulations again to you, Fred, for spawning player 4 to your family. You got the freaking Super Nintendo combo pack, right? whatever that thing's called. So congrats again to that. Thank you for
thank you
being here. I'm sure you're happy though, am I right?
Did we like specifically say that Fred has a new baby?
That's what I said. Congratulations on player 4.
Okay.
And people in the chat are congratulating me.
Just making sure that it makes it into the actual episode.
It was pretty clear.
Okay.
Your wife had a baby, but a few days ago. And
yes.
Thanks for being here.
I mean,
here.
I helped.
Yeah, you did. You
know, I said, you should have told her that you're kind of you're at least 60% of this.
Dice time.
You can also head on over to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code greetings. You have in this episode out, it is not dragons with an exclamation mark. It is not greetings. It might be greetings. I don't know. I don't think we know yet.
Go online and shop right now, and whatever day it is, the Instagram will be updated with the current thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, we like to give away a pair of beautiful DICEs, and everyone in chat, you have a few more moments to hashtag daddy. And as always, you go to dieharddice.com, and the thing I was going to say is you can enter offer code that gives you 15% off. Please hold off a little bit till we get that new code. so that we get credit, because if we get credit, we get a little kissy of money.
Yeah, we love it.
Congratulations to William Haberworth. William Haberworth, you nice. Have won the equivalent of a second child. Dice.
You do get a tax break.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Grease Venturers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I'm at I Think I'm Fred.
Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.